Sya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshara Nidhidam Dena Tasmai Sri Guradeva Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tasaya Bhutale Siddhate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Goradani Sacharine Nirdichesha Sanyatadi Pashachyaja Satarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Siddhasari Paravakta Vinna Jaya Radha Madhava Panjati Hari Bhakti Jana Dallabha Giri Sadhu Dari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Tava Punjabi Hari Hari Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Narayanam Namaskritya Dharamsaiva Narottamam Deving Sarasati Vyasam Tato Jaya Madhirajat Maka Karoti Vachala Pangulangai Tegirin Yat Kitta Chalmahan Vande Sri Guru Nityananda, Paramananda Madhava, Sri Chaitanya Ishvara, Hari Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18. Today we're reading text 13. So we'll go from word to word. Harir, He, Shaksad, Bhagavan, Saririnam, Atma, Jasanam, Eva, Toyam, Ipsitam, Hitva, Mahams, Tam, Yadi, Sajjate, Grihe, Tada, Mahatvam, Vyavasa, Dampatinam, Harehi Shakshad Bhagavan Sarinam, Atmajasanam Eva Toyam Upipsitam, Hitva Mahamstam Yadi Sajjate Grihe, Tada Mahatvam Vyasaya Dampitinam. Harirhi Shakshad Bhagavan Saririnam, Atmajasanam Eva Toyam Ipsitam, Hitva Mahamstam Yadi Sajjate Grihe, Tada Mahatvam Vyasa Dampitinam. Harirhi Shakshad Bhagavan Saririnam, Atma Jasanam Eva Toyam Ipsitam, Hitva Mahamstam Yadi Sajjate Grihe, Tada Mahatvam Vyasatam Pitinam. Vaishnavis, Hari, the Lord. He, certainly. Shaksat, directly. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Saririnam, of all living entities who have accepted material bodies. Atma, the life and soul. Tasanam, of the aquatics. Eva, like. Toyam, the vast water. Ipsitam, is desired. Hitva, giving up. Mahan, a great personality. Tam, him. Yadi, if. Sajjate, becomes attached. Grihe, to household life. Tada, at that time. Mahatvam, greatness. Vyasa, by age. Dampatinam, of the husband and wife. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculations fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to material household life, his greatness is like that of a young, low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities. Please repeat. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculations fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to material household life, his greatness is like that of a young, low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities. Purport. Although crocodiles are very fierce animals, they are powerless when they venture out of the water unto land. When they are out of the water, they cannot exhibit their original power. Similarly, the all-pervading Supersoul, Paramatma, is the source of all living entities, and all living entities are part and parcel of Him. When the living entity remains in contact with the all-pervading Vyasadeva, the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, he manifests his spiritual power exactly as the crocodile exhibits its strength in the water. In other words, the greatness of the living entity can be perceived when he is in the spiritual world, engaged in spiritual activities. Many householders, although well educated in the knowledge of the Vedas, become attached to family life. They are compared herein to crocodiles out of the water, for they are devoid of all spiritual strength. Their greatness is like that of a young husband and wife who, though uneducated, praise one another and become attracted to their own temporary beauty. This kind of greatness is appreciated only by low-class men with no qualifications. Everyone should therefore seek the shelter of the Supreme Soul, the source of all living entities. No one should waste his time in the so-called happiness of materialistic household life. In the Vedic civilization, this type of crippled life is allowed only until one's 50th year, when one must give up family life and enter either the order of vanaprast, independent retired life for cultivation of spiritual knowledge, or sannyas, the renounced order in which one completely takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the translation one more time. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculations fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to material household life, his greatness is like that of a young, low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities.
Hello? Is it working? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This verse is quite heavy, because most of the people, they don't remain in contact with the Super Soul, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and instead they become very attached to their family life. So as a result, they lose their original potency, just like a crocodile loses its potency if it comes out of the water. When the crocodile is in the water, you don't see it very clearly, you know where it is, and it if it grabs you, it's very hard to get loose. But on the land, it's not so fast, and one could escape relatively easily from the crocodile. So we were taking one safari to Bangladesh, and there they took us to the Sundarban Forest. And part of it was the crocodile project. That the crocodiles had reduced in the Sundarban, so they wanted to reproduce the crocodiles. And they had various incubation, what you call it, like tanks, where they put the one-year-old, two-year-old, three-year-old crocodiles, and then they would release them in the wild. So the devotee said, well, we see the local people swim here. He said, oh, yeah. So they swim. Sure, and the local people swim. So next thing you know, all the devotees, like, they're not all, but most of them, they dived into the water. And the guy from the crocodile, what are you doing? Are you crazy? There's crocodiles there. What are you doing? He said, local, we don't care. Local, if a reporter dies, I'll get my, you know, what shoot. I said, please, come on. So there, in the, and then there was one guy, I think he was from Czech Republic or somewhere. He started walking on the wall. I mean, this is devotees on the safari. It's like, what a thing, you know. He's walking on the wall of the tank that holds the big crocs. Now, then the guy was flipping out, what is he doing? If he falls in, he'll be eaten alive. So please, come down, you know. And then they just showed, they threw one fish or something into the thing, and poof, out of nowhere came a huge crocodile, like 15 feet So we had our little experience of the crocodiles. Sometimes we do the a preaching program with a big stage, and on the way back at this village called Hadinagar. So there, it's on the last village before the Sundar Road. So sometimes across the road would lie the crocodiles. So they didn't recommend you go alone. Sometimes the tigers would come. But if you could see the crocodile, it's less dangerous. I still, you stay away. But if you don't see it, you don't know, it sneaks up on you and grabs you. There was one, a pastime of Lord Chaitanya. He was invited by one, Gopal, a cowherd wife. You please come to our house. Your mother and my mother are sisters. She said, how is that? My mother is a Brahmana and your mother is a cowherd girl, lady. So how they are sisters? Well, your mother, my mother used to serve your mother. And my your mother used to call her, Sashi's mother used to call her as a younger sister. So like that, through a village relation, they are sisters. And so we're brothers. Okay, brother. So we'll go. She wants you to come visit the house. And she has some milk sweets for you. So on the way, they saw a cow mooing. If he had that devotee from Philippines, is here, he knows how to move. Oh, such a joy for you, too. So, but loud, loud. Loud. So, Lord Chaitanya asked, why are the cows mooing? And so they told him that, you see, there's a big crocodile here. And because of that crocodile, so the cows are afraid to take the water and they don't know where he is. If he's by the side, he'll grab them and pull them in the water. So they're afraid. So they're waiting to see, where is the crocodile? Then they'll drink water. So then he had his Thadi Duketa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. All of a sudden, there in the middle of the lake, rose the crocodile. Gradually it swam. It was a big one. Big, very old. They say that some of the Gangetic crocodiles grow to 20 plus feet. So this is a big one. So he was swimming towards Lord Chaitanya. He crawled out of the water, and then he ran out to Lord Chaitanya, and he touched the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and he was transformed into an extraterrestrial boy. Harilo! Goranga! 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 Day in Harinam. I just heard that on the Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica. If it does, tell me about it. So, there, Lord Chaitanya, I asked, who are you? You might ask the same question, you know. How does a crocodile turn into a boy? So he said, I am a resident of Indraloka. And I was playing in the forest, and I saw this rishi sleeping. He had big matted hair, so I cut off his hair. I thought it was a joke. I didn't know this rishi was Durvasa Muni. So when he woke up, his hair was a little bit lighter. He said, who cut my hair? He's an expert, like a crocodile cutting. So I cursed him to be a crocodile. And then I fell at his feet. Please, please, forgive me. I'm just a kid. I was playing around. I didn't know that. I don't need a crocodile. So, okay, since you, I cannot retract the curse, but I can give some adjustment. I skip class, so you can be a crocodile and you can get out when Lord Chaitanya comes in the Kali Yuga, and you touch his feet, and you'll get freed from the curse. So I've been waiting here for years for you to come. Here in Navadvip, so I could touch your feet. And now I'm free from the curse. So I want to serve you eternally. I want to be your devotee. So you circumambulate four times around Lord Chaitanya. And then airplane from the Indraloka came, and his parents came. You naughty boy, what are you doing? Oh, he's getting in trouble. Grabbed him by the ear and took him, come with us, back home. So he was taken back to home. Unfortunately, not back to Godhead, but back to Indraloka. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is written by Jagannanda Pandit in his Prema Vivarta. He also said after that Lord Chaitanya went to the house of the cowherd lady, who was a sister, so-called, of his mother, and she offered him a rasgulla, sandesh, a chum-chum, and various other rock sweets. I wish I could offer all of you here and offer what? Bengal is famous for the milk sweets. So that's the crocodile Chaitanya Lila. We take the devotees to the this place is called Agora Daha. And but so to be a crocodile, it's not a great thing. Be a crocodile in the water is more dangerous than a crocodile on the land. But the idea is we want all of our, this, especially this verse, is for the Grihamedis, those who are too attached to the family life, that they forget to engage in devotional service. Our devotees, as a grihastha, they work as a team to worship their deities, to serve the community deity, to engage in sankirtan. They work as a team. So, in their service to Krishna, their material activities are kept to the minimum and essential. And they render some are service to Krishna, so they don't lose their contact with Krishna. And this is the special quality of the Grihastha in Krishna consciousness. They don't lose their contact. Just as we see here, there are many Grihasthas who are here at the morning program. They also Vini who come and do the deity worship. So this is recommended. Now most people, they don't understand. They think that we heard one verse read days ago. This married life is a festival of momentary happiness. So they're absorbed in this momentary happiness and hard work, these two things. But they don't know how to engage in a devotional service. So Lord Chaitanya, he taught, Agrihitako, Vonitako, Sada Hare Voledako, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, actually, it's not recommended to take sannyas in the Kali Yuga. Rather, it's recommended to be a grihastha. So, but not the kind of grihastha that loses contact with Krishna, not the Grihamedi. Once you're walking with the Prabhupada in the backside of the lotus building in the fields, and there was someone on a stick and there was some bullocks who were walking around and around the stick, and they were kicking the I think that was a mung dal or some form of dal. So they were, that was a way of breaking it loose from the plants. So the Prabhupada asked us, what is the name of that stick? Do you know? We didn't know, Prabhupada kept saying, what is the name of that stick? So we're all like bewildered. What to say? That stick was an ordinary stick, didn't look like anything special. He said, no, it has a name. That stick is called the Ne Danda. It means the lady stick. That just as the bullocks go around and around, because he has the real lady, all he thinks about is his woman in the house, and so all his work is around the family life. He goes around and around and around, but he's going in a big circle around the family. So, of course, so probably he was encouraging that we should not be like this Grihamedis. We should engage in Krishna service. Now, at the same time, I heard him also recommend the grihasthas. Like a husband should love the wife, wife should love the husband. They should treat each other with affection, care. At the same time, they should work together to serve Guru and Gauranga. So, it's a different subtle body. Then we as sannyasis of Brahmacharis have, but they balance it out. So we should very much appreciate them, that what they're doing. I just think they see my disciple who's a devotee here. So I think how her mother and father, they're stalwart members of this community, and I'm very happy that you see that the grihasa, they do all day, take the austerity to have a child or children, and then to raise them as a Krishna conscious. And if they become Krishna conscious, well, we know that a 14th generation, 7 before and 7 after, they all get liberated. So it's a great, thing. Of course, not every child becomes a devotee, but some do, so that's or they try their best. So like this, they do their activities with the idea of pleasing Krishna. So most of Lord Chaitanya, I mean, Lord Chaitanya was also a grihastha. Nityananda was a grihastha. Advaita was a grihastha. Like all the Panchatattva, for at least some time, they were grihasthas. So this a grihastha life as a devotee is not what is being talked about here particularly. This is someone who's too attached to the family life that they don't engage in Krishna service. So we don't want to neglect our service to Krishna. We want to chant. So the grihasthas and the brahmacharis, sannyasis, we all have the same duty to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is a great, I was actually told by, at that time I was a bhakta, I was same age as Omkar Das here. I was 19 years old, and I was told by the wife of the temple president that I was Hindulati. My president was Hansaduta, that if you don't get married, you're not going back to Godhead. You have to get married, and you have to go with your wife and you hold on to the temple somewhere. And this is the way, this is the truth, this is the light, this is the only way. So I was, a bit bewildered being a bhakta, 19 years old. I wasn't exactly thinking at that moment to get married. So I went to Prabhupada and asked him, what should I do? Himalati is asking me that I should get married, otherwise I won't go back to Godhead. So he said, well, this is something that's decided between the guru and you. When you're 25 to 30. So you wait till you're 25, then I'll decide with you. It's okay. So I had a rain check. Until 25, hands off. Of course, when I was 21, Prabhupada called me in and asked, do you want to take sannyas? So I didn't really know what sannyas was. If I would have known that all the 11 for me were not going to make it, I would have maybe got cold feet. But being a young Turk, I thought, well, why not? It's a great opportunity. So I took it, but one by one I saw the others who are older sannyasis leave one way or another. So now I'm the oldest sannyasi in ISKCON. And I'm hanging out. I pray to Gaur Nitai and Rukmini Dwar Kadish and Radhamadava and the Panchatattva and Jagannath Baladev's brother that I can keep up this vows. It's difficult in Kali Yuga. At the same time, whether we're sannyasi or whether we're brahmachari or whether we're grihastha, we should not be too attached. See, there was a situation where Ramanujacharya, he was criticized, why you're having a grihastha secretary? You should have a brahmachari sannyasi. Grihasthas are attached. So he said, okay, well, we'll see who's attached. So he sent two disciples. You go to the Gehazi. You steal the jewel, the gold from the wife, and you see what their action is. So they were living in Shirangam. So they removed the roof tiles. They lowered down. And the wife said, oh, these are my godbrothers. Wonder why they're sneaking in. Maybe the guru needs something, but he doesn't want to ask. So she just played like she was asleep. And she was laying on LSD, left side down, you know. So they took half of her ornaments. And she thought, they can't reach the other half. So they roll over, and then they can have the other half. So she rolled over. They got freaked out. Oh, no, she's waking up. They ran out. And then her husband came, Koresh, devotee. So she came to greet her husband. Now she had half ornaments and half no. So he said, why? One ear ornament, one ear no. What half they go, what half no? What happened to you? So she explained what happened. He said, this is because you are thought it's yours to give the guru. Everything belongs to the guru. Why do you think anything belongs to us? Because we're Gehazis, we have to wear ornaments, we have to do all these things. But everything actually belongs to the guru. So because of your false ego, you can only get half. And so the two disciples who were stealing, they were hiding and they heard all this. And he came back and reported to Ramanuja. And then he sent them, you go, and you go in the sannyasi Ramanuja ashram, and you move one sculpting to the other sculpting to the, and see what happens. That day, none of the Ramacharis or Sannyasis came to Mangalarti. They're all busy fighting. Who took, you took my golden? And they had a big fight over their loincloth. So, later, they came back and reward the fun to Ramanuja. So Ramanuja, then later, he gave the report to all the assembled disciples. This is, I want you to tell what happened. So they told what happened. And it is just see you sannyasis, Ramacharis, you're so attached over your loincloth, your golden, and the so-called attached Gehazis. They were not attached over their gold. They thought, we couldn't give all the gold to the guru. We're very fallen. We're unqualified. So, like that, then the sannyasi said, okay, he is qualified to be your secretary. We're not. We accept. So, like that, the duty one has as a grihastha are different in duties one has as a sannyasi or as a brahmachari. So it said that the grihastha ashram is the responsible ashram. They have a lot of responsibilities. At the same time, their Krishna conscious responsibilities are the same, but they have to also take care of so many other things. Now, they shouldn't be so attached that they give up their service to Guru or Krishna. They should work together as a team, and together they can serve. In this way, their life will be a success. They won't be what's talked about in this verse. They'll be there'll be a crocodile in its water. Actually, later in the eighth canto, there's another verse about the battle between Gajendra and the crocodile. Now, Gajendra is the animal of the land, and the crocodile was the animal of the water. So they're having a big fight, but it was in the water. So as a result, the crocodile was getting stronger, and the elephant was getting weaker. So in the first part, Prabhupada said, every person has to seek where they're stronger. As a grihastha, as a brahmachari, as a sannyasi, where they are stronger, like that they fight against maya. We should fight. We shouldn't surrender to maya. So whether we should fight as a grihastha or fight as a sannyasi, that we can make the choice. But we should see where we're stronger. And for most people, being a grihastha, they'll feel more strong. But they need to fight against the illusory energy. That's the whole point. So this verse is talking about someone who surrenders to the material energy, someone who forgets about Krishna. So we don't want to do that. We want to be strong. We want to work together. And we want to serve Krishna. We want to serve Guru and Krishna. Guru and Gauranga. Gauranga! 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 So I was sitting here. The book distributors, they include grihasthas and brahmacharis and ladies and Vaishnavis, Vaishnavas, all kinds of devotees. I distribute books, also doing the Harinam. It's very encouraging. You see, everybody engages in their service to Krishna, to Guru. This is very auspicious. So, this is what we want. Everyone, irregardless of what ashram they're in, they should engage in devotional service. Now, the advantage of like the sannyasi or a brahmachari is that they don't have so many material responsibilities. They can get more time to Krishna. But if their mind is somewhere else, in maya, then it's not good. So it's better to be a grihastha than a false renunciate. But wherever you're stronger, the advantage, like I could travel and as a sannyasi or as a grihastha, you can't really travel as much as I did. 5-6 times around the world every year. Now I don't know if I can travel so much, but maybe 3 times. I would like to, but let's see. I have to get healthy first. So anyway, the idea, this verse, we should take some courage that we should stay in connection with Krishna. This is where Lord Chaitanya taught us to chant. That's why the one time one lady came up to me, she was a Mother Teresa nurse. She saw me sitting with my feet chanting in the airport. She said, "Do you have little chickens in your feet, in your bag there?" "Chickens? No, I don't have chickens." She saw the hand moving, she thought they're chickens. That's what she asked anyway. I said, "No, we have the rosary, we have the beads, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So, people don't know what we're doing. I was giving recently seminar, sermon, a talk in the Unitarian Universalist Church in Laguna Beach. And there, also in Santa Monica, the one in Santa Monica, the priest said he was a classmate with Rigavati. So, Rigavati girl there at least once a year and get a class. If you want it, he's his friend. Anyway, the priest in the Laguna Beach, I talked about, one of the subjects I touched was how it was important to chant the names of God, and how every religion of the world, they glorify the name of God. And I had quotes which Gaurav Chandra had got for me from like Romans and Psalms and the Buddhist teachings and Islamic teachings. And so he had some slow verses. So he said, now I understand why you people stress so much chanting the holy names, and why it's fundamental to all of the religions of the world to chant the names of God. So it was nice that he came to that realization. So we have to go on pushing. I see that like preaching in America, it's not so easy. Of course, I don't get much opportunity to preach. I mainly try to encourage the devotees. But we need to reach out and let people know that what we stand for, what we are, what our teachings are. And this way, by giving Krishna to others, we can be always in touch with Krishna. So Prabhupada said, when he was asked, what will make you happy? He said, I'll be happy if you're Krishna conscious, happy in Krishna consciousness, and you'll make others happy. So our job is to make people happy. What a nice service. Haribo. Haribo. Shall Prabhupada ki. So I'd better end here. Are there any questions or comments? All right, yes.
Thank you very much for your presentation, Maharaj, about family life, this verse, material life, but spiritual life is always wonderful. I just had a comment that yesterday in relation to this, previously we were talking about happy family. So that's very attractive for devotees when you have a happy family, but how to do it. So yesterday we have a nice experience of being a few bhaktas, some brahmacharis, some senior devotees. We went to Santa Monica, the promenade, and everybody was so happy and so much happy that the outside people were so attracted, and devotees were distributing books, and they were all enlivened. So actually that is the key word, you know, that all together combined brahmacharis, sannyasis, senior devotees. Especially I was so happy to see Vrigupati there and Vijay distributing books.
Jai.
And some other devotees there. So if we have more, if devotees are encouraged to go, to meet the people out there who are actually hankering, but for that we have to be happy. We have to show them that we're happy, that we have something that we can give to them. And that's done when senior devotees go there and encourage the younger devotees. And I know that you yourself were there also one time. You were there, I think, last week. Twice. Very good. The promenade, yeah. So thank you very much for your presence here, your enliveness, and all your disciples look very enthusiastic. And I hope your mercy that they remain enthusiastic so we can nourish ourselves too, because we're hankering for that association of purity. And I just wanted to say that it was really nice, because this family gathering together only can be happy if you do engage in service of Krishna. And we had the experience. Harinam is the easiest and nicest ways, because everybody's smiling, everybody's happy, and all we have to do is just go once a week or once a month, whatever.
Haribo.
Haribo.
Hainalia is very ecstatic, and we saw so many different people who came out and they joined in the Hainal, and they chanted, danced in the street. It was very nice to see so many people chanting. Just people walking by. Okay?
Hi, Guru Maharaj. Thanks for sharing such a nice class with us. I have a question. I can kind of see myself as the crocodile every once in a while. I think maybe all the devotees can see themselves as the crocodile every once in a while. And though philosophically we might see ourselves that we're stronger in the water, that we know that when we're in contact with Krishna, when we're doing devotional service, and when we're in the association of devotees, that we are stronger. We might philosophically understand that, but every now and then we might have a taste that's urging us to come outside of that water. And it can come in so many forms depending on which ashram we're in. What are just some ways in general that we can sort of convince ourselves or to combat that urge to come out of that safe situation where we are in a stronger situation and we're being tempted by some taste to come out of the water, to get a little bit further away from the water and something like that?
Interesting question. I'm reminded of the pastime where Krishna appeared in the prison house, and Devaki and Vasudev, they were offering their prayers to him. At that time, Devaki asked Krishna to please take a devi form. Except because she was overwhelmed with motherly affection and she was afraid for Krishna. It's just like Devaki was afraid for Krishna. We should be afraid to lose our Krishna consciousness. We should also have that respect for Maya, that she's very powerful, and if we wrench her out of the water, she can grab us, she can catch us. So just like the crocs, they stay in the water. Generally, they don't come out. If they come out, sometimes they take a sun bath. They leave themselves quite vulnerable. So we want to always remember that Maya is very strong, and our place is under the shelter of Krishna. Prabhupada used another analogy. He said we should hang on tightly to the lotus feet of Gaurantan, Guru and Gauranga. We should hang on to the lotus feet and don't let go. So, if out of false ego, we think, I'm a devotee for a long time, I don't need to fear. I can go anywhere. These are the words before the end. You see such people crawling back after like 20 years. Wow, I made a mistake. Now I got to pay alimony, I got to pay this, I got to pay that. So many problems. So we want to respect our Maya Devi. Her service, difficult service, is to keep people in this material world. So, hi, Lord, Maya Devi, all glories to your service. You stay there, I stay here. I stay under Krishna's shelter. And then, as long as we're under Krishna's shelter, Maya can't touch us. But if we go out, we are, we're sitting ducks for Maya. So we want to be always under Krishna's shelter. And sometimes we do venture out. Well, Maya is very kind. She gives a few good kicks. So then we're reminded that Maybe I should go back in the water. So, God, like that, we want to take the inspiration. That's her service. She's our expert. So we should fear by it. That healthy fear is good for us. We shouldn't get puffed up and think nothing. And Maya, we're insignificant. Our only protection is that we are able to stay under the protection of Krishna. Otherwise, Maya is stronger than us, but Krishna is stronger than Maya. So we have to stay under Krishna's shelter. If we don't, as like I heard the pastime of the end of the Kurukshetra war, Krishna told Arjuna, please walk off from the chariot first. Why? Just walk off. So he walked out. Then as soon as Krishna sat down, the chariot burned to ashes. There's so many curses, so many weapons sent against it. They're just held in the abeyance by Krishna. Once he left, okay, take your action. They're all infallible weapons. That chariot was burnt to ashes. So, like that. We don't know how many things we're being protected by the blessing of Guru and Krishna. And we don't want to know either. Not till we're already back in the spiritual world. That's all right. Like after the battle of Kurukshetra was over, Arjuna could know. Okay, this is what? Krishna has saved the world. So Krishna saves us from so many dangers. Why should we not take the allurements of Maya? Why should we not give up the shelter of Krishna? It's self-evident. Because if you do, you're finished. Okay, at least you get kicked, a good kick. And if you do, if you're unfortunate, you may get detoured for a long time. Hare Krishna. So we have some prasad here. There's some mahaprasad. Those who want lady, a men's line and a lady's line. How many cookies? You're here. I was asking you.
We want to hear the move.